Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I'm going to be moving out of where I'm at right now. I have to be moved out by the 14th. When I first moved there and I met the people, they're all LDS and I'm an atheist. So I found out that it was LDS housing, and I decided I would investigate. So I rented the place, and I've been there for a year on the 14th. So when I first met the guys, there was one guy, I heard this message, this spiritual mess, telepathic mind thought. I'm an atheist, so you don't have to tie this in with any religious spiritual teaching, but you can. But it applies to all of humanity. And it's about stuff that they try to shut us up about, like a raper tries to shut up his victim. So when I first moved there, I heard that he's going to rape me. And I'm thinking, wow, that's weird. Wonder what this thought's about. So then I'm dreaming he has a gun and he's going to shoot me. So things progressed and behavior started to become exhibited, and he likes me to see him in his underwear. He's wearing his Mormon temple undershorts, but he purposely times things. When he showers or when I open the door, he'll be in the hall, or he'll be coming up the stairs in his undershorts. And he wants me to be turned on. And I don't want to feel that. I'm of the belief that all of us have some degree of gayness. And I'm not against gayness. If he wants to be gay with someone else, that's fine. But I don't want to feel it. It's like he's imposing sexuality on me that I don't want. I don't want any sexuality, not from a female or from a male. So, you know, females can impose sexuality on you too. But, you know, by flirting, when you don't want to be flirted with. That's not common, because men usually want that, but not always. I don't want it. Sometimes I do, but, you know, this is about when we don't want to participate and we say no, no means no. And so that's what I told him this morning. I decided to speak up about how I don't want him exhibiting sexually to me. And I said, "You're an exhibitionist." And he tried to shut me up. And I had my short pants on, and I have underwear on, and I have my short pants on, and I go to the door, to the hall, and his door's wide open, and he's standing there in his Mormon undershorts. And he's trying to shut me up. And he shames me because I'm in my short pants with my shirt off. I'm not in my underpants. He is. And he's trying to blame me, shifting the blame onto me for wearing short pants. And he starts shaming me. I've had them, one of the other LDS persons has tried shaming my clothes. Like, "Oh, you're wearing short pants. Ha ha." You know, it's like, come on, leave me alone. Stop shaming me. Stop trying to control me. The first day I moved there, this other guy, he starts bad-mouthing leftists. It's like he knew that I'm a progressive Democrat. And so I spoke up for progressive Democrats, and I told him I am a progressive Democrat. I am a leftist. And so that conversation progressed to the point where when he goes to the conspiracy theory replies, like 100 mile per gallon carburetors or whatever, I start laughing. It's just hilarious to me. It's funny. I can't help but laugh at that scenario, because they intentionally choose falsehood rather than truth. Well, that's what their church teaches them to do. They're taught to lie for the Lord. You know, the origination of the LDS religion, that was a big slogan, but that behavior has continued. You don't hear them say that anymore, but they do that. So it's like the joke or the hidden secret, the big secret is that Jesus is Satan, but don't ever say that. It's kind of like that. So, when we try to stop people from harming us, and they try to shut us up for doing so, we need to continue to speak the truth to their abuse, to their narcissistic behavior, to their controlling behavior, to their terrorism, mental terrorism. See, I dreamed like last week that he's got the gun and he's going to shoot me, but I'm thinking, no, the gun's not pointed at me. And I'm thinking in the dream, maybe he's going to shoot himself. So I picked up on this line of thought, this scenario in my analysis of what's going on. He's either going to shoot me to shut me up, or he's going to shoot himself. So this morning I told him, oh, you will never shut me up. It's like when he fights back, I start talking louder. When he tries to put me under control, instead of shutting me up, it doesn't work. I feel the fear. I feel that fear of being put under control by the narcissist. And I feel that, and I know what it is, and I speak louder, and I repeat what I'm saying, and I tell him, you will not shut me up. And you will stop doing this to me, or I will put you in prison. Do you want me to get the authorities involved in this? So, you know, all the neighbors are hearing me talk, and I hope they do through the walls, the neighbors in the other duplex. So one of those guys was walking out, and I told him, I'm going to get that guy put in prison with my website. They actually had cameras on the toilet when I moved there. They had a camera set up, some kind of gimmick, like, I don't know if it was a real camera. So from the very beginning, there was this gaslighting conspiracy against me. And it matches up with what we see going on with the Republican Party, where they're defending the liar, and they're defending the perpetrator, and this corruption is destroying our lives and our families' lives, and we need to all join together and speak the truth about what's happened to us. And we're all guilty of being human. It's kind of like there's a guilt to it. This is not religious born in sin kind of thing, but we have the inclination to control people and to do other people wrong. So when you realize that you're doing it and you decide to not do people wrong anymore, it's like an alcoholic that realizes their alcoholism is harming other people. And so you feel terrible about yourself when you get honest about what you've done wrong to other people, typically. And it's with me, it was like I had a hard time admitting how poorly I felt about myself. Because we feel poorly about ourselves if we don't stand up for what's fair. And I wasn't. I didn't know how. And I forgave myself because I didn't know how to do it. And I felt more love for myself than I've ever felt before. And I forgave myself. And I made this commitment. I'm going to learn how to stop this. And that's what I've continued to do throughout my life. That was back in the 90s. And where I'm at with it now is I have the Way of Fairness online. And I've got bumper stickers now. And I've got the business card size. I'm thinking about making a pamphlet too. I'm putting them all in an envelope, and I'll take this over the road, because I found that when I went to Duchesne, and the people, there was the abuse side against me, and there was the support side for me. And I find that everywhere I go. It's like, you know, they see my car says the Way of Fairness in gigantic removable masking tape and a gigantic Sharpie pen. And it says, we want fairness now, thewayoffairness.com. And so I think it would be valuable for me to go over the road and distribute this packet with this bumper sticker and the pamphlet and the business card size that has the website written down on it, thewayoffairness.com. And I'm getting a lot of support from people overseas that are picking up on one aspect of my website. It's in the menu, and it's the home menu. And I do things differently than the way WordPress is set up, because I don't know how to do it the other way. And because I'm fighting against corruption, I have a very difficult time learning how to do anything. I have to do everything on my own, because the corruption is there somewhere, and it will fight against me, and they'll want me to surrender to their Lord, and their Lord is not big enough. Their devil is not big enough. And there's one that has all power, and only one, and anything else is heresy. And the one that has all power is the All. And I don't think it has a mind in the first place. It does now, because we evolved one. But I don't care whether it had an all-knowing mind or not. I don't think it did. But the mind who is here that tries to tell me that it is the Lord, it's a laughingstock, just like the Gnostic said, because it does not have all power. And when you feel it, you know what I mean? You feel it inside you. It's a laughingstock. It's not the one with all power. It is not our Lord. And it has been defeated. Have a great day.